You're listening to The Grapevine on 99.3 County FM. I'm Lynn Pickering. On the December 22nd edition of the show, I interviewed Andy Janikowski, Cameron Butler, and Callie Craig about the Rotary Youth Exchange Program. Because the days before Christmas are pretty busy for most, and because the subject is of importance to the community, I decided to replay the segment today. Here it is, in case you missed it. Rotary Youth Exchange is a worldwide program involving 80 countries, and since 1929 has seen hundreds of thousands of young men and women take part. Here in the county, the Rotary Club of Picton and the Rotary Club of Wellington have joined together to once again sponsor the program. To learn more, I'm joined by Andy Janikowski of Picton Rotary. Welcome to the Monday Grapevine, Andy.
Well, thank you very much, Lynn. It's quite a pleasure to be here talking about a program that is very near and dear to my heart.
And a little bit later, I'm going to be joined by Callie Craig, a grade 10 student at PECI, and Cameron Butler, who took part in the Rotary Youth Exchange Program in 2018. But I want to start with you, Andy. Can you just explain how the Rotary Youth Exchange Program works?
Well, as you mentioned, the Rotary Youth Exchange Program has been going on for many, many years. And in fact, the Rotary Club of Picton, looking at our records, our first student we sent out was in 1982. So we've got a long track record of taking part in this amazing, amazing program. Basically, the Rotary Youth Exchange Program is a two-way program by which we send a student from our area out and take a student from somewhere in the world in. And basically, over the year, let these two students get a taste of what another culture is like. During that time, they get to live with families, they learn a language, they learn about what makes another culture tick. It's really very much more than just a one-year vacation abroad. This is a program that has got amazing ability for personal growth, personal discovery. These kids come back, they're very often totally changed. The address book of people all over the world. It is a real joy for us who are involved in the program to take these young people at a very significant point of their lives and bring them into a different area and watch them grow and become stronger as individuals and just basically reset them for the rest of their life. Very often they come in, they're very as shy students, not knowing how to speak to people. And by the end of the year, they are articulate, they are forceful. The change is such that their parents very often don't recognize them.
Oh. Well, Andy, how are the students supported while they're in their host town or city?
Okay, well, that's the beauty of the Rotary Youth Exchange. Other exchanges will pay families for hosting a student. In our case, we feel there's enough of a reward for the family to take in a student. They learn about the student's culture. The kids at home learn about the student, learn about a different country, and the student has the benefit of seeing how people live. So it really is a program which functions on the good graces of people who realize the value of having a student in their home more than going for a cash payment once a month.
And we're going to go into the host families that you're searching for a little later, but what is the criteria for a young person to apply to the program?
Well, basically, I think anybody who's interested in the experience I've just described, the opportunity of going abroad, living with different people, meeting people from all over the world, as long as they're between 16 and 18 when they leave, they can apply. And they apply to either the Rotary Club of Picton or the Rotary Club of Wellington. We work at it together. And usually the process is that in about November, early December, we will look at the students who have applied. We will interview them and at that point in time choose who we feel would benefit most from the exchange. After that, once the name goes forward to our district, there is a lot of preparation. There are weekends. There are a lot of material that these students have got to learn just so that when they go out there, we know that it's going to be a successful exchange.
Well, this exchange is going to happen, I gather, in August 2026. Do you know which country our student will be going to and who will be coming here?
Well, basically the way it works is the student is told which countries are available. Right now we're looking at possibly Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Chile, Brazil, a lot of the countries of Europe, including Finland, France. We've sent students to Japan, we've sent students to Taiwan, all over the place. So basically, the student indicates their three top choices. They're not guaranteed a choice. And when we find out who's coming in, who's going out, then the district will sit down and assign a country to the student. So it's not a guarantee for the student, but there's really no bad countries out there.
Well, I'd like to go to Cameron now. Cameron Butler, welcome to the Grapevine.
Hello.
Now, you were the student from the county for the 2018 Youth Exchange, and you went to Finland. Can you tell us a bit about that experience?
It was a awesome experience. I learned so much. And as Andy said, it did change me a lot. I left in August and spent a bit of time at a sort of cult introduction camp, and then spent the rest of my time with three separate families, which allowed me to see a number of different sort of ways that Finnish families live. And it just was a wonderful experience. I went into the program, my university program, because of my exchange. I studied anthropology. Because of the experience of being in another culture, I wanted to learn more about cultures after doing the exchange.
Really? I wondered about any language barrier when you go to a country where the first language is not English.
Yeah, there definitely was language barriers. In my case, I was lucky enough that Finland is, as a whole, is fairly fluent in English. So initially, there wasn't a ton of language barriers. It was mostly older Finns who had a bit harder time. And you pick up the language pretty quickly when you're surrounded by it. Immersion is one of the most efficient ways of learning a language. And it's such an interesting experience to learn a new language and to be in the culture.
And are you still in touch with friends that you made in Finland in 2018?
Yes, a few. Most of the friends I made are, I talk to them briefly, periodically throughout the year, but there's a few that I talk to on a more regular basis. I've stayed fairly close with a number of other exchange students that went out the year I did, both exchange students that were in Finland and ones from Canada from other parts of our district that went out.
I'd like to bring Callie into the conversation. Callie?
Hi.
Thanks for being on the show today. Well, Cameron is your brother. Were you influenced by him to apply for the Rotary Youth Exchange Program?
I definitely was. I was pretty young, but I still remember him going away and talking to him and just hearing about all the cool experiences he had and all the life experience he gained. And I knew since he left that's what I wanted to do when I was old enough. And I'm very grateful for the chance to finally be able to do that now.
Yeah. Now, I understand you had to not only submit a written application, but an interview as well. What did you say were your reasons for wanting to take part in the youth exchange?
I wanted to experience outside of the world. I live in the county. I have been to other places, but I haven't really got to absorb the culture of other people. And so one of my reasons was I just wanted to go out and learn more and learn about other people and the way everybody lives all across the world, no matter what country I'm in.
And we heard Andy list some of the countries that may be available to you. Do you have any preference?
I really would like to go to Germany.
Germany, okay.
That is my top choice.
And why is that?
When my brother went away on his exchange, my family hosted a German exchange student. And her name's Greta, and she stayed with us. And she became so close with her family that in New Year's, I think 2 years ago, she came over with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend talked to my dad before he asked Greta to marry him. And then last year, I flew out to Germany for their wedding.
Oh, that's a lovely story.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's hope you get your choice. You know what I was thinking, Kelly? Whatever country you go to next year, we should keep in touch and we can do Zoom interviews and you can tell us about your progress. How about that?
Definitely. I would be very interested in doing that and just bringing interest back into the Rotary program because it is a really cool and good opportunity.
Well, it sounds to me they've made an excellent choice in you, Callie. I'm going to go back to you, Andy, because as we said, the international student will be here in the county for 10 or 11 months, a full school year, and staying in the homes of families in the community. As Callie mentioned, her family was a host family. Tell us a little bit more. I have your brochure. Just a little bit more about what is required of a host family.
Well, I'd like to say, first of all, that I think Cameron and Kelly are wonderful ambassadors for the program. And they actually are great ambassadors for why you should host. The relationship that develops between the student and the host family is an incredible one. You just think there's students coming in for 3-4 months. But in fact, very often you're inheriting a new son or a new daughter. Myself and my wife have hosted a number of times, and 10, 15 years out, we still keep in touch. We send Christmas cards when we're traveling. We go and visit them and their growing family. A lot of them are now married, but we're still very close bonded. So it's an opportunity not only to have the student experience you, but for you to experience the student and to bond with that student in an incredibly tight way, in a way you can't even imagine. And it becomes very much a member of your family. You know, just as Kelly said, this German student invited Kelly to her wedding. So it's like two sisters now, and that's where they 3-month stay. So the way the exchange works, we try to find 4 host families for about 2.5-3 months each. The student lives with the host family. Goes to school. That's an integral part of the exchange, that they do go to school. The student has, as a backing, there's a counselor in the club. There are people in the district who are prepared to handle any issues. So the student's never just dropped into the community. There's a very strong backup for the student to keep the student safe. Rotarians will take part in the exchange. Very often the student will get invited to a hockey game, the Wellington game, or to movies for dinner. We've had students ourselves, we've actually taken them skiing. It's whatever you want to do with a student. So a student just has the experience to find out about the culture that they move into, but the family at the same time has this bonding experience that happens simultaneously and spontaneously. It's really a win-win both ways.
I mentioned the host family brochure that you have for anybody interested in becoming a host family. Where is that brochure available where people could get all those details?
That brochure, we will make sure, will be on the Rotary Club of Picton website, and there will be a reference and a link to the brochure and the program.
I want to thank you very much for joining me today, Andy. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity of talking about this program.
And Cameron, thank you.
Thank you for having me. And you're very welcome. I enjoyed being on the show.
Okay. And Callie, thank you.
It was really no problem. I enjoyed talking to you. And I do believe very passionately that Rotary is an amazing club and everybody should look into it and look into hosting a student.
That's terrific. Thank you.
Welcome.
I've been speaking to PECI student Callie Craig, who will be taking part in the Rotary Youth Exchange in 2026, Cameron Butler, who participated in 2018, and Andy Janikowski of the Rotary Club of Picton. For more information on becoming a host family, go to the website pictonrotary.ca. You're listening to 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.